This is Dial as Saint, introducing Saint Brendan the Navigator of Ireland. Brendan the Navigator has not left any written works for us to study. What we do know of his ocean travels are stories of his exploits passed down over the years. While the extent of his travels is not certain, his life shows the great energy and drive which was characteristic of the deeply religious Irish missionaries of the early Middle Ages who transformed Europe by their witnessing to Christ. Brendan was born in 484, shortly before St. Patrick's death. Brendan's birthplace was near Tralee in County Kerry, which was located on the southwestern tip of Ireland. There was no doubt that Brendan was to have a special life, for it was said that when he was born, a brilliant blaze of light surrounded his birthplace. This and other unusual happenings led the local bishop named Eric, a Druid, who had been converted to Christianity by St. Patrick, to claim Brendan as a foster son. When he was only 1 year old, he was sent to a boys' school where he was taught by a very holy woman named Ita, who would later become a saint. Then, at the age of 6, he studied in a monastery near the sea until he was 20. His days were devoted to prayer, farming, fishing, and studying subjects such as Latin, history, mathematics, and probably astronomy. But this routine was interrupted. He wanted to establish a rule of life for himself and decided to walk throughout the island to record the lives, habits, customs, and devotions of the Irish saints. After this was completed, he returned and was ordained a priest at the age of 30. The rule of life which he had chosen and his own personal holiness attracted many to associate with him, and Brendan built his first monastery at Ardford for his followers. Over time, many religious settlements were started for those who wished to imitate his holy life. He worked many cures and miracles to help the people. It was reported that he raised a young man back to life and converted a former pagan warrior who would himself become a saint. Because of his nearness to the sea as a child, Brendan yearned to spread Christ's message in other lands. First, he obtained approval from the members of his religious community, and then he and a crew of 14 set sail in a ship made of willow branches and rushes covered with animal skins. His destination was the mystical Land of Youth he had often heard described in the stories of returning sailors. Brendan left his route to God's providence and wandered over the sea for 5 years. Stories of his adventures were passed by word of mouth for generations and finally compiled during the 10th or 11th centuries into a fanciful and extremely popular romance entitled The Voyage of Brendan. The fruits of his first 5-year journey were minimal, and he did not find the Land of Youth. After he returned to Ireland, he asked help from his early teacher, St. Ita. She suggested that while he should still rely upon God, he might include a rudder and anchor on his next wooden ship. His next journey lasted 2 years, but still the Land of Youth eluded him. However, there were reports that perhaps he had reached the Bahama Islands, Florida, and Mexico. Interestingly, Shawnee Indian tradition relates that an Irish-speaking Indian tribe once existed in Florida, and when Cortez invaded Mexico in 1521, he was told of a white-bearded missionary who had come from the northeast in a sailboat. Even Columbus knew of Brendan's travels and included several Irish seamen in his crew. Upon his return, Brendan was consecrated a bishop and traveled throughout Ireland building churches, teaching religion and navigation. He founded a large monastic university at Clonfert, which became very popular and attracted thousands of students from all over Europe. Brendan died at the age of 93 and was buried at the Clonfert Cathedral. The memory of this popular saint lives on in Ireland today, especially at Brendan Mountain and Brendan Bay, which were part of his childhood. Some of the churches he founded may still be seen in Scotland, Wales, and across the continent. In imitation of St. Brendan's spirit to sail to new lands and spread Christianity, we should wisely use our energies in God's service to spread the knowledge of His love. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint. Recorded stories about Mary, the saints, and other literature is available, as well as free handouts to share with friends. To receive these, you may leave your name and address, but please spell difficult words, or you may write to Dial a Saint, Post Office Box 228, Vienna, Virginia, 22183. A new saint will be introduced next Sunday. Thank you for calling, and please call again.